From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for May 17th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, featuring American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, on exhibit until May 27th. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. Tickets and information about Rockwell-related programming is available online at crystalbridges.org.
Head on Ozarks, Carter Sampson plays with Caleb Rose inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Sona stretches its sold-out concert streak to four. And in a few minutes, our regular Friday conversation with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com.
First, Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas will be among lawmakers with questions today for the top IRS official who resigned this week amid a scandal over increased scrutiny of conservative groups. Griffin is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, which former Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller is scheduled to testify before.
There are a lot of facts yet to be determined, and a lot of questions that folks are going to have about who knew what and when did they know it and what actions were taken. I think this is just the beginning of getting to the bottom of this.
Griffin, a Republican from Little Rock, says he's not going to prejudge the situation, but says a lot of upset constituents have contacted his office. President Obama demanded and received Miller's resignation Wednesday. Griffin says he wants to know who else may have known that conservative groups were being singled out to determine if any official should be fired or prosecuted.
A bite-sized film festival is coming to Eureka Springs next month. Jacqueline Wolven, the director of the Eureka Springs Downtown Network, says the 5-Minute Film Fest will be part of the monthly Fun After Five event on the fourth Friday.
And in June, we are focusing on film. So the idea is that filmmakers, both novice and professional, can create a film that's less than 5 minutes, including credits, and submit it to the festival. As long as they're family-friendly, they'll all be shown.
Wolven says although the fest has only been announced for a few days, she has received quite a bit of feedback from potential participants.
We've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people who are interested in the concept. They want to know if it was a film that they created before, if it fits in the time frame, could it be submitted? And the answer is yes. Right now, the rule is that you have to have someone who lives in Arkansas be affiliated with the film, either the director or the actors or something. Somebody has to be from Arkansas. We had a lot of calls from outside the areas asking to be in, but we decided to have some sort of geographic boundary.
For instructions on submitting a video, you can go to eurekaspringsdowntown.com/film-fest.
Arkansas drivers can expect to pay lower prices for gas this month as figures have taken a plunge from April's inflated numbers. The U.S. Department of Labor says the drop in price to a statewide average of $3.38 per gallon even caused a 0.4% dip in the Consumer Price Index. Mike Wright of the AAA Auto Club says while the decrease is being felt statewide, neighboring areas are experiencing price fluctuations that could come to Arkansas next month.
Missourians are now paying on average significantly more. They're at $3.62 a gallon, and they're much higher than where they were the same time last year.
The annual rate of inflation is also at its lowest since 2011, and statistics indicate consumer prices remain at their lowest since 2008.
The Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts in Hot Springs is upping its efforts to graduate students with college credit. The high school aims to finalize a new concurrent curriculum that, upon graduation, will leave students with up to 40 hours of college credit. Director Corey Alderai says the new program enhances the school's mission.
For many of these students, it's the first time they're around other people who get as excited about math and science as they do. So it's a tremendous living and learning community where school really doesn't just stop at the end of the class day.
The school's goal of fostering interest in scientific careers will help to boost the state's workforce in the engineering and technology sectors.
The Region 4 headquarters for the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department has moved from Fort Smith to Barling. The new offices open today at the district headquarters complex, located on roughly 40 acres of Chaffee Crossing, deeded to the State Highway Commission in 2002. Located at the complex are the district's various engineers and permit officers. And the new complex also includes a resident engineer office, materials lab, facilities for area maintenance and bridge inspection crews, and an office for the District 3 Commander of the State Highway Police. The $12.5 million facility took 5.5 years to complete and replaces the former headquarters on Townsend Avenue, which served as district headquarters since 1959.
Razorback baseball team last night opened up their final series of the regular season. Arkansas lost to Auburn 3-0. The loss drops Arkansas's record to 34-18 overall, 17-10 in SEC play. The series continues tonight in Auburn, Alabama. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night closed the series against the Arkansas Travelers the same way it played the rest of the series. Nats lost 2-0, making it the fifth loss in a row for the team. Team's season record now 13-25. The Nats return home to Arvest Ballpark tomorrow night after playing one more on the road tonight in Tulsa.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 63 in northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny with highs from 86 in northwest Arkansas to 90 in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees.